You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a mastodon? The Smithsonian Institution wrote a funny article a number of years ago about the discovery of a large tooth in the Hudson River Valley of New York. Apparently, in 1705, a Dutch farmer found an enormous tooth in his field. He traded it to a politician for some rum, who gave it to the governor of New York, who sent it to London. By the mid and late 1700s, fossil bones of enormous size were being collected, not only in the New World, but all around the world. Now, this was a bit troubling, since living specimens weren't around. At that time, it was believed that the world was only 6,000 years old, and all animal species still lived. But here were critters that were gone, extinct. Additional research over the years on the fossil record and rock material and earth studies placed mastodons first appearing around 3 to 8 million years ago and going extinct 10 to 15,000 years ago during the last ice age. There were other large extinct animal fossils like mammoths, beavers, sloths, saber-toothed cats. It's not known why, but about 10,000 years ago, at the end of the last ice age, they were extinct. It's possible that changes in climate stressed mastodon populations, but many scientists also think they were overhunted by prehistoric humans. Mastodons have the scientific name mammut, M-A-M-M-U-T. They are distantly related to prehistoric mammoths and modern elephants, but diverged millions of years ago to become separate species. A famous French biologist, Georges Cuvier, is the scientist who gave them the name mastodon in an 1817 publication. He developed it from two Greek words, mastos for breast and odont for tooth. The molars of mastodons have large, rounded cusps, good for crunching and grinding leaves, twigs, and small branches from bushes and trees. They had a coat of thick, shaggy hair. This helped provide warmth during the cool ice age. Their body shape had the head forward and flat, and the back and head profile was more horizontal. For comparison, mammoths had shoulders and head more upright. Mastodons had a fleshy bulge on their shoulder, probably a fat deposit for food and energy storage. Their upper front teeth, the incisors, were modified into tusks. The tusks grew in layers, year after year, getting larger and longer. Here's an easy model to make at home to show this tusk growth. Buy a box or two of ice cream cones, or cone paper cups. Place the cones on top of each other, making it longer and longer. Soon it will look like a long tusk, each cone a new layer of growth, and the first one even hollow like the base of a tusk. Well, we've just learned a little bit about mastodons. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.